This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now a connection between the future of the environment and the future of student loans. It starts with a new statue this year in Washington. Marketplace's economics fellow Chris Farrell has been reflecting on the significance. Morning, Chris.
Good morning to you.
So on Capitol Hill, in Statuary Hall, you see Sam Houston, Helen Keller, Daniel Webster's statue, but there's this new one from the last couple of weeks. Norman Borlaug, remind me again.
He's the father of the Green Revolution, got the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970, and he grew up on a farm in Iowa, and he came to the University of Minnesota, and that's when he began his great work that really transformed the way we think about agriculture in much of the developing world.
Now, his success was due in part to his education, which was in turn due to an interesting federal program that he took advantage of during the Great Depression.
Absolutely. So he comes to the University of Minnesota, and the only way he could get through during this period of the Great Depression was a bunch of emergency programs. And the one that he really highlighted, it was the National Youth Administration, or the NYA. And the part of the program that he benefited from was money went to university professors, and they hired you to do work. And I think that was something we really need to admire and to build upon.
Because what we have now are student loans, sometimes subsidized by the government, sometimes not. And there are students who will argue that those are a kind of indentured servitude after a while.
Well, they are. And then, you know, the student loans keep getting bigger. And we all know that, you know, if you have a lot of debt, you know, that really weighs on you. It affects the way that you approach the world and the job market. And we do have this work study program, and that's been around for a long time. And there's been some proposals for expanding it. So I think we're having this national dialogue about too much debt. And we're also having a national dialogue that we're worried once again about a lost generation, people who just aren't getting the kind of jobs that they need. So what if we just take the model of the NYA and think about student financial aid as a work study broadly defined for the new era?
Chris Farrell keeps a close eye on economics for us at Marketplace. Chris, thank you.
Thank you very much.